Coming up in 20 minutes on Fresh Air, Edward Snowden, former National Security Agency contractor who leaked documents to journalists revealing the U.S. government's domestic surveillance program. He'll tell Fresh Air why he did it, why he now lives in Russia, and what his life is like there. That's Fresh Air, Edward Snowden, the guest coming right up. Also on Take Two this afternoon at 2 o'clock as part of Covering Climate Now, a week-long series of special programs, what Southern California's coastal cities are looking at doing as the ocean level rises. How are they going to mitigate that, whether you've got marinas or oceanfront property with homes, beaches that are hugely popular? How are counties and cities going to deal with that here in Southern California? That's coming up on Take Two at 2 here on 89.3 KPCC. Well, of course, thousands of women across the country drive for ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber. And just as men have to deal with concerns about their own security and safety when they drive and are picking up strangers, for women in some cases, vulnerability can be even more so, particularly for to passengers who engage in sexual harassment. Joining us is rideshare vlogger on DriveGirlDrive.com and YouTube, Cicely Jamela. Cicely, thank you very much for being with us. Share with us how the drivers that you know try to deal in advance with potential problems and then cope with it afterwards when they are harassed.
You know, I think most people go into this with a clear mind and thinking that, you know, everything's going to be fine. I think for the most part, most people just want to get somewhere okay, and they don't want to start any issues with you. But I think that most people should be aware that this, when you're doing ride share, it could potentially put your life in danger. So, yeah. With being within the TOS, the terms of service, you're not allowed to carry weapons and things like that. You just need to kind of have a clear mind of like, you know, is this going to be, am I going to be okay if something goes awry, your exit strategy and things like that.
So even pepper spray or mace, you can't carry as a driver?
You cannot have any weapons or anything that would fall under that category. And
wow.
So if you were to ask me personally, I answer, be creative. You know what I mean?
Now, you're saying that like someone who doesn't want to disclose how far that creativity might go.
Exactly. But I mean, I feel at the same time, I feel like your life is much more important than any sort of terms of service. And so if you need to be creative, then be creative. You know, I think that is a solid answer.
So you've come up with your own ways without violating the terms of service, but at least give you some potential to fight back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something I would recommend for women that drive and in the community, there are a lot of men, and sometimes I'll address my very manly men. You know, I know sometimes you guys feel like, you know, you're invincible and you can handle anything, but it's helpful for you to have something, you know, nearby or something creative just in case. Because if you're operating a vehicle and you've got people behind you, you're not in the best position to defend yourself if you need to be. And I hate to start this off with that because
it's a good point. And obviously people that drive, something they consider.
Absolutely. And on my channel, I mean, I started it really with just, you know, this is what this is. I'm learning as I go and I'm sharing with the audience. But I never wanted to sugarcoat what this was. And being a mother and a person that's very important to people who love me, I was like, I'm not going to go into this very careless, and I'm going to, you know, approach this as every single time someone gets in your car, you are putting your life at risk.
We're talking with Cicely Jamela, who is a driver for Uber, as well as the food delivery services DoorDash and Caviar. And she's a rideshare vlogger on DriveGirlDrive.com and on YouTube. I'd like to hear from women who drive for any of the ride-hailing companies or food delivery companies. This is probably more an issue when you're dealing with, you know, picking up passengers. passengers. But if you're delivering food, you're showing up at people's homes or apartments. What are the ways that you keep yourself safe? And I don't mean to indicate that this is only an issue for women who work in it. Obviously, men are considering this too. But women perhaps have to deal with more, particularly with men being abusive, disrespectful, or in some cases, even violent. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Cecily, since you do food delivery, are there particular things that you do when you deliver the meals to try and not put yourself in a vulnerable position?
You know, absolutely. I tended to lean towards the food delivery because I didn't have to deal with people in my car and behind me. But, you know, just recently, a man was actually charged with assault on a woman that he invited into his home to put food down. And when she walked in, he got behind her and he choked her with her headscarf. And she was able to get away with him with her keys. But that's one of the ways that people can accost you, inviting you into their house. At that point, anything can happen. And so when approaching any situation like that, never go into someone's house. You know, even if they want you to put something down, you can leave it there. If things get, you know, if things feel in a way that you don't feel safe, yeah, you can just put the food right there and let the you know, the
customer
service
know.
You're
under no obligation to put it on their table.
Not at all. Not at all. And I've definitely been in situations where I was like, there's dogs roaming around, you know, seedy areas. And I was just like, I'm just not going to deal with this.
Yeah.
So this $10 bag of food, you know, somebody else can deliver it or they can come out here and get it.
I'd love to hear again from women who are driving for Uber, for Lyft, or for any of the food delivery companies. What are the ways that you try and take precautions? What are the ways that you've sort of talked yourself through how to respond if you end up in a situation? And it doesn't have to just be one where you don't feel safe, but one where you feel disrespected or you feel that someone treating you in a way that they wouldn't treat a man who's doing the driving. Let's talk with Amanda in Pasadena. You're on Air Talk. Thank you for joining us. So you want to talk about carrying things. You carry something when you drive people?
Yeah, I do. I actually carry pepper spray. It's on my keychain. I've never had to use it, but I've had so many passengers that are like concerned for me being a woman. And actually 99.999% of people are just trying to get somewhere and aren't violent or don't, you know, they're just nice people. I've only had one instance where I felt really uncomfortable, where someone was, you know, trying to hit on me. And, at the end of the ride, you know, asked me to come upstairs and I told him no. He asked me again. I told him I had pepper spray, and then he eventually got out of the car. But it was extremely terrifying. And, you know, she was saying other things you can do to defend yourself. I thought, you know, if someone ever pulled a gun or something, I would just floor it and run into like a side of a building or something and, you know, jump out the car and tuck and roll.
Yeah. Just try and figure out what's your best option in a situation without good ones to turn to. So you had that one experience, which was very frightening. After that, did you just go off the app and go home and collect yourself, or did you continue driving that day?
I continued driving that night because I wanted to meet my own quota I kind of set for myself. I wanted to make a certain amount of money that night. I mean, the guy never touched me or anything. He just was kind of saying inappropriate things to me. And it was like a 10-minute drive. So I just was like,
and not taking no for an answer, it sounds like.
I was watching that clock go down and, you know, not, he wasn't being outright, but he was saying things like, oh, you're a woman and you drive. Like, that's really, like, I've never met a woman driver. You're so pretty. You shouldn't be driving. You're way too pretty. You should be my girlfriend and things like that. But from now on, I have everyone sits in the back seat. Unless the back seat is full, no one sits up front. And everyone's pretty understanding about that.
That's interesting, Amanda. So you feel less vulnerable with the passenger behind you than next to you?
Yes. Because I feel like next to me, they can grab the steering wheel. They can touch me.
take the keys, take your phone. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that did that to me, he was sitting in the passenger seat and I felt very afraid because I didn't know if he reached over to grab me, if he would get violent, because I think he had been drinking. So I feel more safe just asking everyone to sit in the back seat. And again, like, this was one experience out of like 2,000.
Yeah. Thankfully, just the one. Amanda, thank you very much for sharing your experience as an Uber driver. I'm asking women who drive for ride-hailing companies or food delivery companies what you do to try and avoid situations where you might be threatened. And if you have to deal with an unsafe or harassing situation, what are some of the ways that you cope with that or try to diffuse it or confront the person to try and stop what's going on? 866-893-KPCC. Back in 1 minute. Good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Film Week tomorrow morning at 11. Our critics review Ad Astra, which stars Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, Ruth Negga, and Liv Tyler. Downton Abbey, the feature film spinoff of the television series with the original cast included. And the documentary Diego Maradona, about the great Argentinian football player. That's all coming up tomorrow with many more films. Very big week at the movies, so you want to make sure to listen to the whole program starting at 11 right after our regional-wide call-in program I'll be hosting that'll be carried by stations throughout the American Southwest. I'll be talking with listeners in different major cities and states, talking about climate change, its effect on them, as well as things going on in their state legislatures to attempt to deal with it. But right now, I'm asking to hear from women who drive for one of the ride-hailing companies or for one of the food delivery companies, how you handle your own personal safety as well as the issue of being treated with respect. And we're talking with Cecily Jamela, who is a driver for multiple services and has a vlog about ride-sharing, Drive Girl Drive, also on YouTube. Cecily, beyond safety issues, what about the issues of personal respect? If you get a passenger who is saying things to you that you feel are disrespectful or intrusive, how do you handle that?
I'm a middle-aged person, and so I know I appear to look young, and so that's sort of the thing. I think people if you're a woman, it's like, okay, so why are you doing this? And I think that they're in between the sexes. Sometimes guys kind of feel like they can get away with asking you questions or talking to you in a way that they wouldn't do with another, like a man perhaps. But I would assert that I am a grown woman. Number one, you're in my car. And so this is how this is going to go. And if it doesn't go the way that I'd like it to, then you can leave. So I always offer that, hey, we can just pull over and you can get out here now. And piggybacking off of what the caller said before, those situations are very, very common. I mean, I've been in a few of them myself. And I tell women, it would be better for you to just trust your gut than to be polite. Many people have lost their lives being polite. As women, we're socialized to be sweet and nice and nurturing, but these are the situations where all that goes out of the window. And so I've definitely let people out of my car when they've acted in a way that made me feel unsafe. I travel light. I don't carry a purse. I'm very quick to pull this car over and hop out that fast and walk away from it. You can have it, whatever, you know, whatever happens, happens.
And are there certain police? Are there certain passengers where maybe they haven't even said anything, but your instincts, given all the people you've driven over the years, your instincts kind of kick in and you're looking for places where you could pull over if you needed to?
You better believe it. I had a young man that I picked up. I was supposed to be picking up a woman. He showed up instead. He got in the car. He sat. He wouldn't put on his seatbelt. He sat in the middle back seat, leaning forward. And I was just like, there's something not okay about this. And so as I looked at my phone, the ride was canceled. And I said, hey, so the ride was canceled. I'm going to go ahead and pull over here and you're going to have to sort this out. And I was making eye contact with him, like, whatever's going to happen next, you're going to have a fight on your hands, you know. And He seemed so unsettled. He didn't speak to me at all, but he seemed so nervous. So when he said that, I just got out the car and I was like, are you getting out the car? And he got out the car and he walked away. But I mean, I felt it from the time that I rolled up on him. Now, plenty of times you get people that are calling rides for other folks and that kind of thing. But I just tell people, you got to trust your gut because you may only have one chance to make this right.
So strong advice to trust those instincts, and particularly for those like you who are experienced drivers. You've seen a lot of situations and scenarios. You probably get a pretty good read of people early on when they come into your car. Now, how though does the Uber or Lyft rating system factor into this? Because drivers have to be concerned about the rating they're going to get from a passenger. So does that incentivize taking stuff from a passenger that you wouldn't otherwise take?
Absolutely. I know plenty of folks that I have, you know, kind of just, you know, allowed things to happen because they were been warned if your rating doesn't improve that you'll be taken off the platform, or maybe you had so many cancellations or situations where you're like, or like the young lady said, I have to meet a quota, so I'm going to push further, just one more notch so that I can get X, Y, and Z. And I personally feel like those are the times where I've felt like I got in trouble or something happened, you know? And so I had a video that I put out when early in this whole vlogging thing, this is how you improve your ratings. 2 years later, I was like, I don't care about ratings anymore. I mean, for the most part, I know I'm good at what I do. I get people where they need to go. I'm pleasant, I'm nice, my car, all that kind of stuff. So I'm more so about getting the job done and not so much trying to meet quotas and things like that, because that's why I feel like you're not really putting yourself first. You're kind of self-sacrificing in a sense.
Are the apps, the companies, do they do a good job of respecting reports from drivers about passengers who behave inappropriately? Do you feel like they follow through on that and treat those seriously?
In my experience, the times that I've had occurrences like the young lady and other things that have happened where I've reported back, the first thing you get is I'm sorry, and then the second thing may be you won't be matched with that passenger again. And we're not advised about what happens after that. And so I don't know if justice was served or not. I do feel like a lot of drivers that I hear from, their frustration is that this was a very serious thing and they don't feel like these companies or that first point of line of contact, that person really understands what's going on or how serious this may be. But it's really up to that driver to kind of push it forward if the police need to get involved or, you know, if something else needs to happen. It really is on you.
We have a listener in South Los Angeles, Ruby, who said, I drive for Uber and now do Uber Eats because of some of the bad experiences I've had as an Uber driver. But even when I'm delivering food, there have been instances when people have acted inappropriately. Recently, I had someone opened up the door half naked for the arrival of food. Yeah, and that sort of pertains to what we're talking about with Cecily. Then, you know, when you report that, do the apps take that person, that customer, off and say, we're not going to deliver food to you anymore because of the abusive experience with the driver? I want to thank Cecily Jamela, who's a rideshare vlogger on drivegirldrive.com and at YouTube. Stay tuned. It's Fresh Air next. Edward Snowden is the guest on today's program. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 10.